I get loose.
K-A-A. Yeah, you know.
I get loose.
Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom, he set us free, baby.
I get loose. If you know you got that truth, say I'm not afraid, don't take no blues. Get loose. Ever since you got that truth, you and God got a truth. Set aside for shoes. Get loose. Get loose. Get loose. Get loose. Get loose.
Free from chains, thanks to the King, Christ Jesus, man. Since the day we was born, we was evil, man. Being slaves was the norm, then Jesus came. That was straight from the norm, he redeemed us, man. Not in prison of our sin, and homie, we've been changed. In the end, we'll be presented with him free from blame. Not because of what he did, we're living freedom, man. But it's so great.
Thank you, Lord, so much for this day. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the breath of life. Lord, we thank you so much for the experience of life, Lord God, for the chance to be in this life, Lord, to be in this world, to experience, Lord, reality here, and all, Lord God, the richness and the fullness, Lord God, of a life in this world, Lord God, in connection with you. And so, Lord, this day, Father, we just come before you as your children. Lord, we put aside every care, every burden, every concern, Lord, everything, Father, that may be troubling our minds. Father, all of it, Lord, we just put out the side, Lord, and we come before you as your children with expectation, Father, in our heart, knowing, Lord, that your Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth will this day, Father God, lead and guide us into all truth. This day, feed us, Lord God, from your hand, Lord. This day, give us our daily bread. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for your love for us. We thank you, Lord, for your care, for your children, for your church, Lord, for you are mindful, Lord, of your people. Lord, you're mindful of the afflictions that we face. You're mindful, Lord, of every hair that's even on our heads. And Lord God, we thank you that nothing, Lord God, misses your watch. Nothing, Lord God, misses your care. Nothing, Lord God, misses, Father, your plan and your purpose, Lord, for your people. And so, Lord, this day, Father, in Jesus' name, as we would open your word, Lord, as we spend some time before you, Father, we invite your Holy Spirit to speak to us, Lord. I completely get out of the way, Father, and I invite, Lord, the free flow of your Spirit, Father, through me. Lord, I acknowledge before all, Lord God, that there's nothing in me that is good except your Spirit, Father God. And Lord, to that Spirit I yield completely. So Lord, thank you, Father, so much for this day. And Lord, we just invite you completely. Lord, we bind every demonic hindering spirit. Lord, we cast it out, Father, every thought and imagination that exalts itself against the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We just cast it out. And Father, we go forward asking for your mind, the mind of Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. So we have a number of letters that were written to the early church.
ගොඩක්
And these letters were written to try to help people that came to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, to try to help them to figure out, okay, here is how you survive and live and thrive in the world that you're in.
ගොඩක් ලිපි ලියුවේ සබාවල් වලට තෙන්නු කරන්නයි උදව් කරන්නයි මිනිසුන්ට කොයි වගේ ලෝකයක ඔයගලන් ජීවත් වෙන්නේ කොහොමද මේ ලෝකෙට මුහුණ දෙන්නේ කොයි විදිහේ ජීවිතයක ගත කරන්නේ කියන දේවල් යම් පත්‍රයේ තිබුණා.
Because you know we get here, we arrive in this world and it's kind of like arriving in a foreign country. If you just fly to a country you've never been to before, all of a sudden you're trying to get oriented to where is it that you are. So people there, they think differently, they act differently, customs may be different. Okay, and we are visitors in this world, yes?
නමුත් අපි ඔක්කොම එහෙම ඉතියට මේ ලෝකේ හැමෝම ඒ වගේ ආගන්තුක ගමනක්
So because of the fact that we're visiting and we're here, but you're still in this life for a period of time, it's important that we have the mind of Christ, that we have the thoughts of Christ, so that we can know how we should live and relate to this reality while we're here. Okay, because the way that the world thinks and the way that the people of God think are entirely different. So, there's some things that we share in common with the people in the world. For example, all of us breathe breath that was given and put in loan to man by God. So the very first breath was put into the nostrils of Adam. We've inherited this borrowed breath, but even that has to be given back to God. So appointed unto every man is a time to die, and then the judgment. So every person, whether you're in the world or whether you're in the kingdom of God, you give back that breath to God. So there's some things we have in common with every living person in this world. But that said, the people of God are entirely different in nature, in thought, in the way that they relate to this reality than the people of this world. So the people of God are those that know Him and are in direct connection with Him and follow the voice and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So John 17:3, that says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true living God, your Son whom you sent, Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's life eternal. So these are people that know life and know the Father. Whereas those that are in the world, they don't know Him. They may know some things about Him, but they don't have a real relationship with the true Spirit of God. So what they have is they have a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. You know, this is, I think, why in part God sends such a variety of servants into this world. But this is why John came neither eating nor drinking. Jesus came eating and drinking. Different people came, and some of them were weeping prophets, and some of them were plundering kings and powerful warriors. Oh, sorry.
Then Johan Bautisma, Kane Kodinati, Ekinikati Tamaya Banantere, Kiti. Even we Jesus was a Panama Bona, Ekinikati da, ආව. ඒ වගේම සමහර රජවරු හොඳට පාලනය කළ සමහර රජවරු පස්ස කියන්නේ දරුණු වෙලයි කිය. ඒ වගේම අනාගත උතුරු සමහර ආන්දලන ජීවිතේ ඉඳර කර සමහර එක එක අය එක එක ක්‍රියාවන් කරන්න උන්වහන්සේ මේ ලෝකෙට විවිධ විදිහට සැලසුම් කරලා තිබුණා.
Some of them were wise kings and some were queens and then some were prostitutes. And but all of them being those who knew their Creator, knew their God, were in relationship with Him and responded to the voice and the Spirit of God. And those who had eyes to see were able to see the Spirit of God at work in somebody, even if it didn't come the way they expected it to. So one of the biggest issues people had with Jesus as the king was that he didn't come the way they thought the king should come. So he didn't do things the way they expected Jesus and a king to do everything. So come on, Jesus, at this time, are you going to restore the kingdom of Jerusalem? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? And he was like, look, I'm doing an entirely different thing than what you might be thinking. Now, at this point in time, looking back, we have a much better perspective of what he was doing during his time in the earth. Back then, it was very difficult for people to see. But today, for us, and we people that are ahead of time, they will maybe looking back now be able to see much more of what we're in right now, but it's difficult for us to see because we're in the middle of it here. But so we're in the middle of what God's doing. But the people of God are led by the Spirit of God, and there's a huge variety of them, I'm learning. And some of them are very clean, polished, and immaculate. And some of them are very, very rough around the edges and involved in crazy things. But they love God, they know their Creator, and for those with the Spirit of God in them, there's a witness that this is in fact a brother or a sister in Christ Jesus. So let the Spirit of God witness in you, somebody is a brother or not, let Him show you that, and then look for how you to relate to that person. And also realize too that there's different people that God will bring into your life at different times for different reasons.
ඔබලගේ ජීවිතයේ ගොඩක් වෙලාවට දෙවනසෙන් එක එක අය වගේ එක එක කාල පරිච්ඡේදෙ එක විවිධ දේවල් කරන්නේ.
But we're part of one body, and if each part does its part in accordance with the Spirit of God, God's beautiful thing will work out through our it'll work out. We'll be working in collaboration with the Spirit of God. Okay. Now take all this thinking and now let's bring it into Ephesians chapter 6. For now, people of God walking out this life with the Spirit of God. So verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Okay.
ඉතින් ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ තුළද උන්වහන්සේගේ ශක්තිය බලවත් සංවේදී බලවත් වෙන යක්ෂයාගේ උපාය වලට විරුද්ධව සිටින්නට නුඹලාට පුළුවන් වෙන පිණිස දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සියලු යුද ආයුධ පැනඳ ගන්න. මත් නිසාද අපේ පොර බැඳීම් වනාහි මාංශයට හා රුධිරයට විරුද්ධව නොව අධිපතිකම් වලට පරාක්‍රම ධාරීන්ට මේ අන්ධකාරයේ ලෝකයේ මුලා දැනින්ට ස්වර්ගීක ස්ථානවල තිබෙන දුෂ්ටතමේ ආත්ම සේනාවන්ට විරුද්ධවය. එබැවින් නපුරු දවසේදී විරුද්ධව සිටින්ට සියල්ල සම්පූර්ණ කරන ස්ථිරව සිටින්ට පුළුවන් වෙන පිණිස දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සියලු යුද ආයුධ අරගන්න. එබැවින් නුඹලාගේ ඉහෙති සැබෑකම නැමැති පැටියක් බැඳගෙන ධර්මිෂ්ඨකම නැමැති ලයවැස්ස බැඳගෙන සමාධානයේ සුභාරංචී සූදානම් නැමැති වහන් පය ලාසිටින ඒ සියල්ල ඇර ඇදහිල නැමැති පලිය අරගන්න. එයි නපුරාගේ සියලු ගිනිහැල්ල විමන්ත නුඹලාට පුළුවන්නේය. ගැලවීම නැමැති ආරක්ෂා තොප්පියද දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ වචනය නැමැති ආත්මයන් වහන්සේගේ කඩවල ගන්න. සියලු යාඥාවලින්ද ඉල්ලීම් වලින්ද සියලු කාලවලදී ආත්මයන් කරනකොටගෙන යාඥා කරන්න. යම් සුභාරංචියක් නිසා මම තානාපති එක්ව බැඳුන් ලැබ සිටින්ද ඒ සුභාරංචියේ රහස දැන්වීමට බය නැතුව මාගේ මුඛයේ අරිණ ලෙස කතාවේ බලය මට ලැබෙන පිණිස මා විසින් කතා කරන්න යුතුව තිබෙන හැටියට ඒ ගැන බය නැතුව කතා කරන පිණිස සියලු ශුද්ධාත්මයන් ශුද්ධවන්තයන් වේද ගැනද මා උදෙසාද නොකඩවා සියලු ඉල්ලීම් වල අවදිව සිටින්න.
Amen. Okay. So now, instruction for all. So, clean, polished believers and followers in Christ, rough around the edges followers in Christ, short ones, fat ones, thin ones, tall ones, all of them. You give them this instruction. Okay, instruction. One, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Okay, there comes a point, I was talking about with some people about a week ago, there comes a point that you and I have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
ඇත්තටම අවශ්‍යයි උන්වහන්සේගේ මනසත් සමග උන්වහන්සේ බලය එක්ක
Because, you know, one thing I've noticed is many times people stay and remain in a very weak position and they choose to wait there. Spiritual beggars are in a very bad position. Spiritual beggars. Okay, for example, in the natural world, use a natural example. Is a beggar a person in a position of strength or weakness? Is that a strong person or a weak person? Weak, very weak. Why? Why? Why is someone weak in that position? Yeah, so okay, they have lack in so many different places. And in their lack, they've put their hand like this all the time, palm facing up, and they go around like this anywhere that they can try to get something. Okay. Now if you are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, will you spiritually be like this? There's a face that goes with it. It's like... like that. Ayo Jesus!
Ayo Esuli!
Nenako! Sorry. No, there's a face that goes with... Are you a spiritual beggar? Okay, when we first come to Christ, yes, we come in a place of brokenness. We come in a place where we realize our lack and our inability and our absolute need for a Savior. But if you are truly walking with the Spirit of God, in Him you live and move and have your being, where Jesus Christ is the way, the truth and the life, and you're on the way with Jesus, and you're in the vine and you're connected to the vine who is the source of life, and that life is flowing through you, then you will not remain in that weak, broken, beggarly place where you may have began your journey. Rather, what happens is the Spirit of God in you puts something in you and begins to raise you up in strength. And with that raising you up in strength, God says, solidify your will with my Spirit so that you are strong. Be strong. Okay, how do you strengthen a muscle? How do you strengthen a muscle? What has to happen? Use, but also not just constant use, but you actually have to test and overload that muscle for it to get stronger. Today the Olympics, first day of the Olympic ceremonies today. And there's many, many athletes coming together from all over the world to China this day. Well, they've already gotten there, but they're coming for the ceremonies, opening ceremonies this day. Alright, the ways that the vast majority of them got there, maybe a couple have political connections, but the way that most of them got there is through incredible levels of training and conditioning and discipline for years. And within their respective disciplines, with what they're doing, they had to, every time when they were going, push themselves and to the point of exhaustion and overload with their muscles and their minds. And after having done that, the body then rebuilds stronger than the last time, so in case it has to go through the same experience again, it's stronger than it was before. So when you see those power lifters lifting those dumbbells or those big barbells, they didn't one day wake up 2 weeks ago and say, I think I'm going to go power lift. Over the course of years, they progressively built up their strength. So Sri Lanka's very own Commonwealth Games gold medal winner, Chintana, right? He won at the Commonwealth Games gold medal. Didn't happen one day. That right, no? I know a little bit about swimming. And I have some friends that are competing in this Olympics. And the process to go through to get to the point where you can actually compete at that level, if you can make it past the politics, is extensive. And the way that you get faster is by pushing the limits of your body and your mind over the course of a period of time so that each time you're working towards improving. Okay, this is now keep this all in mind. God's given us many, many, many natural examples for us to be able to understand the spiritual reality.
Devyanvasa
So in the realm and in the world of the spirit, it's the same thing. It's very, very similar. So now, how is your spiritual muscles exercised? How is your spiritual endurance strengthened? How is your spiritual body made strong? Verse 11 says, we keep going in the chapter. Says to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay. Yeah. So the way that we get stronger, the way that we grow and are strengthened is by that interaction, that battle, that struggle, that wrestling match that we have in the spiritual realm with the world and with the spiritual forces in the world system. Okay, do you think any of the Olympic athletes that are going to this games, do you think any of them have spent the last month sitting down in a big comfy chair? Nice big soft chair, cool drink. Any of them? No, not one. All of them embraced the challenge of preparation to represent the country that they are from. You and I, likewise, if you truly are a foreigner, not a foreigner, you truly are a follower of Christ Jesus, you will embrace the challenge of this life and of this world necessary so that you can be a true ambassador and representative of Christ Jesus in the world. So you will not be looking for a spiritual soft chair to sit on the sideline. If you are, you're a spectator. And you probably have yet to truly meet Jesus, because if you met him for yourself for real, you would actually want to follow him. But rather, those that are following the Spirit of God have also embraced whatever life will throw at them in this world. So Jesus, speaking to his early disciples, and in the end of John chapter 16, It said, you know, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I've overcome the world. So it's guaranteed to the followers of Christ. Now, what we face, what we face is by God's design, God's plan, and God's purpose. Let me show you something. Go to Isaiah 45. Keep your finger in Ephesians 6. Alright. And now remember the whole thing about we battle not against flesh and blood.
Okay.
Alright, now Isaiah 45 and verse 5 through 7 says, I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I gird thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
මම ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේය වෙන කෙනෙක් නැත මා ඇර වෙන දෙවි කෙනෙක් නැත මා ඇර අන් කෙනෙක් නැති බව නැගෙනහිරද බස්නාහිරද පටන් මනුෂ්‍යයන් දැනගන්නා පිණිස නුඹ මා නැදින්න නමුත් නැදින් හරිනේ නැදින්න නමුත් මම නුඹේ ඉඟටිය බඳින්නෙමි මම ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේය වෙන කෙනෙක් නැත එළිය සාදන්නා වූ අන්ධකාරය උපදවන්නා වූ සමාධානය දෙන්නා විපත උපදවන්නා වූ තනන් වහන්සේ වෙමි. මම මේ සියල්ල සිදු කරන ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේයි කියන
එක. Now if you can grasp this will really help you in learning to love your enemy and to love the whole thing that you're in while you're here. Okay. Not that we don't love the world, but you can love the whole experience that life is when you begin to understand what God is doing here. Okay. Isaiah 45, God said, I made evil. Okay, so don't shoot me. I didn't say it. God said it. Okay, who made Lucifer?
How did Lucifer have it?
God made Lucifer. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. God made Lucifer. Okay? Did God make Lucifer knowing exactly what he'd do? Because it's God's devil. He made him. He knew exactly what he would do. He knew the choices he would make. He knew the world reality that would be made that we'd be living in this day. So God created every agent and everything that has the possibility to create the reality we're living in right now. And God being perfect has never made a mistake. So now the world that you live in right now is exactly the world that God wants to have right now. This reality that we live in right now is exactly the reality that God is allowing for. If He wanted something different, He will change it.
ඇත්තටම මේ ලෝකේ දැන් අපි ජීවත් වෙන මේ කාල පරිච්ඡේදය වුණා දෙවියන් වහන්සේට උමනාවක් තියෙනවා මෙවැනි දේවල් සිද්ධ වෙන්න ඕනේ කියලා. උන්වහන්සේ ඉදහැරලා තියෙන්නේ. උන්වහන්සේ ඕන වුණොත් මේක වෙනස් කරන්න ඕනේ කියලා ඒකත් උන්වහන්සේ කරා.
Okay, so now here we are.
දැන් අපි මේ ජීවත් වෙනවා.
Back to Ephesians 6. So now here we are in this world, not of this world, in what seems to be a very turbulent environment. And in this time, in this season, in this place, God allows for it to be this way. And in part, the reason is because when you and I walk through this adventure of life with Christ Jesus, we go from a place of weakness and infirmity to a place in Him of strength and knowing your God. We go from a place of separation and isolation to a place where you are consummated and unified with the Spirit of God, where it's His life and light shining through you. So that test of our faith, that testing of the faith builds perseverance, builds endurance. So God allows for us to wrestle with powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. He allows for this. And in this process, you get spiritual strength as you depend on the Spirit of God. You get stronger and stronger in Him. So the world and the world system gets weaker. The people in this world get weaker. They get more and more infirm. So spiritually they're more and more infirm. Whereas spiritually for the kingdom of God and those in the kingdom of God, you're stronger and stronger as you keep walking with Him. And you gain strength by what you go through with Him. So for us to realize that the things that we go into, that it's not a bad thing. So pain is not a bad thing. For these athletes at the Olympics, I guarantee you that the vast majority of them have endured a lot of pain. Because that level of conditioning requires that you push your body to a point where it's very painful.
Yeah.
but they've gained incredible physical ability out of the things that they went through. Likewise for us, you will gain incredible spiritual ability by the things that you go through in Christ Jesus. And there's some lessons that we need to learn so that we're able to continue this journey. Okay, one of them is be anxious about nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication make your request known to God. I'm just quoting scriptures for you. Another one is don't worry about anything. Consider the birds. I'm saying Matthew 6. So I'll just use those two as examples. So we, for example, will face greater and greater attacks and trials. And it comes a point for the follower of Christ where we have to realize, oh my goodness, God will still take care of me no matter how bad this gets. He will still meet the need. He will still answer my prayer no matter how difficult this may become. And when you've gone with Christ Jesus, you also know, okay, He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll always be with you. So you learn that even in the times where it seems like He's distant, it seems like He might not be there, He still in fact is there. He's right there with you. So these training fundamentals become solidified in your heart. Because, okay, for example, too, for an athlete at that level that's at the Olympics now. There's certain lessons that they drill into themselves over and over and over again till they finally get the right technique, the right thing. So for example, I'll just give you a very minute one, but for swimming, with a turn. Have you ever seen the swimmers? You'll see that when you watch these events now, when you watch them do a turn and they go and they touch the wall and come off and go the other way. And now, contrast that to going to Otter's Club and watching somebody try to make a turn there. Or King Ross or any of these other pools. Royal College, wherever you go to swim. The process of going from Royal College to the Olympic pool for a turn took months, years. Because there's races that will be decided by 1/100th of a second.
ඉතින් ඒ කාල පරිච්ඡේදය දිහා තප්පර ගානකට බලලා ඒ හැම මූමන්ට් කියන්නේ හැරෙන එක ගැන කියන්නේ පොඩක් තීනනකොට හැරෙන ඔක්කොම
One of my friends that's competing at this Olympics, when we were swimming in college, and he was competing at the NCAA championships. His first year, the difference between, he got fourth place. The difference between fourth place and first place was 6/100ths of a second. So if you took one second of time and split it into 100 pieces. The difference between his place in fourth place and the person that won the race was 6/100ths of a second. So there were two other people ahead of him. And he wasn't very far behind. Now he's going there and he's competing for his country of Australia, and he won the world championship. Excellent athlete. I expect to see him in the finals for the 100 fly. But there are certain lessons that it took time to learn and a process of commitment to that discipline. So a good turn, the difference between a good turn and a great turn is the difference between a gold medal or a medal and not even making the finals. Okay, Paul talked about us as running to win the prize. We run the race of life with Christ Jesus as athletes looking to win the prize. So there's some lessons that we need to learn, and we need to get them to a point where they're so isolated and so strong that they're automatic. We need to get these lessons to the point where they're automatic spiritual responses. See, my friends that will be competing, when they're there, they at that point in time, they won't be thinking very much. At that point in time, they will just be competing. Because at that point, it's become automatic. It's become who you are. It's become how you do this. At that level, there's a certain response that now just comes because your body has been programmed for that. So for us now in the spiritual realm, spiritual warriors, spiritual athletes, this is part of what you're going through. And if every time, for example, that something is striking and your response is still in the place of a spiritual beggar,
Actually, හැසිරීමක් තියෙන්න පුළුවන්.
It's a good time to stop.
ඒක අපි නවත්තන්න ඕනේ දැන් මේ වෙලාව.
Realize who you are in Christ Jesus.
අඳුන ගන්න එමෙලත හොයා ගන්න ඔබ කවුද ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ තුල.
So again, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may put it on. Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Take it, receive it, it's yours. And then it goes through different components of what this is. So it's just like even God has put so much in us, this has been made available to us. So be strong, receive it. So even some of the things that it goes through, like having your loins girt about with truth. One pastor, a friend of mine, said, look, put aside all sexual sin. Have the breastplate of righteousness. Have your midsection. All your vital organs are here. You are covered and protected by a right standing relationship that you have with God through Christ Jesus. It's there. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Everywhere we go with Christ Jesus, that's what we're walking in. And verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. For this is one I've put down for a while. I had to pick it back up, realizing faith is trust in God. So for a little while my trust was wavering. And while it was wavering, I'm getting shot by all of these things from the enemy. So pick back up your trust in God and hold it high. The helmet of salvation. Ultimately, that's protecting your mind and your heart, knowing that in Him, that is where your peace lies. You are His, you belong to Him, and because you belong to Him, you can rest in that. No matter what you might face. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I like the sword. I like the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Because no matter what I may face in this world, that the enemy of this world and the enemy of the kingdom of God may have in place, I have a weapon that can slice through and destroy all of it. And God has put it in my hand, He's put it in my mouth. And under the direction of the Spirit of God, you are powerful. We're powerful to bring down and demolish strongholds. And everything that acknowledges itself against the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And verse 18, though, too, is an admonition as well. We're not on this journey alone. Pray for each other. and make it a point to pray and hold up those that are ministers of the gospel as well, because they go under significant attack because they're overt. They're putting themselves out there on your behalf. So they offer themselves up unto God as living sacrifices for the purpose of their love and their connection with Him, but then also for the sake of the body. So hold them up so that they're able to be able to stand stronger. But we pray for all the saints. And for those especially that are speaking the word in truth, pray for them, because those that speak the truth, the world will do everything it can to shut them up. So for us this day now, where are we? Okay, whoever we are, however you're made, be strong in the Lord. Don't fear the world and the life that you live in right now. The truth is that this life is just, this is death is the beginning of reality. And this life is like the womb. You're being formed into your eternal self while you're here. So for those that have invested their lives in the world and the world system, they're being born into eternity decrepit and cut off from God. But for those that have invested their life in the kingdom of God and are walking with Him and going from glory to glory and strength to strength, they are being born into an eternity that is in connection with Him as glorious saints, where they shine like the stars. So that's why we don't worry about this life. Rather, we let the Spirit of God take us through the process necessary to be what He made you to be. To fulfill your purpose. And to go on to be with Him, even as this very day you know Him and walk with Him. Okay, out of time, so we'll stop there. In our faith, with accurate speech, plus please rip Jesus, the King, let Him lead us, please. Plus we see He told us that we must be. Let's read and trust Jesus who freed us, please.